Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I feel like we need to start with a formal apology.
I just checked as I was riding the elevator up to your beautiful apartment.
Thank you.
April 14th. That was the previous episode.
And I've actually listened to that podcast.
I was going to do the same as I walked, and then it was a shorter walk here. So I actually only listened
central,
to
central, isn't
it? Yeah, about 50 seconds of it.
It ends.
No.
With the power of like one of our chords, like, machines dying and us having to cut it off early, and it's a short podcast, and we're like, oh well, we'll be back next week, kind of, and it's like, and then you never heard from us again.
We're still alive. We're still here,
and I don't even think an apology is needed, because it's
because no apology,
even though I said we should start with an apology, but like, this is classic behavior now. Yeah. This is repetitive behavior,
and we'll never stop, because this is us. And we think probably you've been busy as well.
Yeah.
You probably have been thinking, you out there listening to this in your earphones, thank God there's no new episode of Male Gaze, because I just do not have the time this week, this month, maybe
I'm
not this year.
I'm getting through the daily. I'm getting through my like RNZ podcast. I'm listening to the Hill podcast. It's an election season. And the last thing I need on my plate is a Male Gaze podcast.
Because I would need to listen to it, but I simply don't have the time. And I don't want to be sort of up late at night thinking, my partner's like, when are you coming to bed? I'm soon.
I'm listening to it at 0.5. I'm trying to get through as fast as I can. You've literally no idea. Yeah, how many podcasts I've got to get through?
So, I guess you're welcome.
You're welcome.
Cue
you
theme
song.
I'm sorry, Mom. It's not a phase.
Welcome along to this week's episode of The Male Gaze.
I'm trying to think about everything that's been going on in the interim between last time and this time, but I guess irrelevant. Who cares?
When were we last? I'm gonna hold this. I'm gonna hold the mic. I had a stand on. We're both with our stands.
Yeah. Don't need them.
We don't need them. Like,
they're kind of Zoom chic as well. This like mic stand that's like 3 inches tall.
I look back at all the things we bought ourselves, all the gadgets and gizmos. Like, you know, to really set up an office at home.
Yeah.
And just now them in like a box.
How do you feel when someone sort of talks about COVID at the moment? Because
I love it.
Yeah, I'm back on as well. I feel like we didn't talk about it for so long. And recently I've been like, I'm ready to talk about it, because I was working with a cameraman who went to the Japan Olympics.
Oh,
and then
wow.
I was like, isn't that incredible? Because he would have been one of the only people to be able to travel to Japan, because they kept their borders closed for ages.
It's amazing to hear now, I guess, that people have got a bit more time from it all, like what their experience actually was. And I talk about this a little bit, and I've talked about it on like Rats in the Gutter, I think. Another great podcast.
Listen,
which are far more.
Yeah, and they're really regular.
But if you're being overwhelmed, yeah, I mean, I guess it's hard.
Yeah, you're probably with their podcast, you're probably thinking, no, I do not have time. I can't. It's too much.
If you just only listen to us, then it's like, oh, well, it's one every 6 months.
Yeah, and it's great with my schedule.
But about like sort of post-COVID psychology, like where we are now, like I still feel like we're seeing the ramifications of that really intensified like time of like being at home and being domesticated,
yeah.
And like people sort of not knowing if they want to invest in home life, if they want to travel again, like and having those sort of really interesting years robbed from you. And I think we'll be complaining and moaning about it into our deep 50s.
Yeah, I think for decades. God, hasn't everyone been traveling though?
They have. Well, okay, so let's just paint a picture of what's been going on. Let's talk about some highlights.
Yeah.
Between the season of April to October. So between that, what's been going on for you?
Well, it's been cold.
It has been winter, cold, yeah.
I went to the States for 3 weeks, a beautiful trip.
You saw Beyonce.
I saw Beyonce Renaissance Live.
Is that tour finished now?
It just wrapped up a few days ago, but there is a film, and the film drops December 1st. The trailer just came out. I am going to go opening night, I reckon.
At a cinema?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That'll be an amazing cinema experience.
I know.
I had a great cinema experience the other day, actually. Talk to me.
Oh, no, my God. I love Talk to Me.
So I went with friend of the podcast and friend of our actual lives, Leon Wadham.
Wait a second. Do I know the story already?
Yeah, probably. We were like watching the film and it's getting a bit gruesome and gruesome. And then he's like, oh, my God. Like out loud like that. And I was like, what's going on? I thought he was sort of being a bit dramatic.
Yeah.
And then he stands up and sort of fumbles out of the cinema. And I was like, oh, God, I guess he needs to, like, have a bit of a... And I know that he'd been, like, a bit shocked by Green Room, that film, that kind of, like, neo-Nazi...
Yeah, yeah.
Green Room, yeah. And
that bit with the arm.
The arm really sent him off. And so I was like, oh, I hope he's okay. And then I hear, like, a bang, and I turn around, and some other guy in the cinema gets up to help him. Classic me kind of leaving it a little bit too long. Like, I should have been there to, like, jump immediately. And he's like lying on the ground, legs in the cinema, body out, like trying to escape. And he had passed out.
Body in the candy bar.
Body in the candy bar.
He's in the cinema, body in the candy bar.
Mind in the gutter. And yeah, he's passed out. He's smacked his head on the door. He's got like a bump. He's got like a little bump on his forehead. The 14-year-old who works at the cinema is like, are you okay? I was like, should I get an ambulance? And then Leon's, you know that thing where you sort of really hurt yourself and then you try and play it cool as a cucumber? He's just like,
yeah, I'm fine, I'm good.
I'm all good. He's like the green, sweaty, horrible. Oh. Anyway, great cinema experience.
Well, also, because when he told me about it, he brought up that he also fainted in Green Room.
Yeah.
And so I sometimes there's news articles about people fainting and puking in cinemas and stuff, and I'm like, that's fabrication. That is an exaggeration. That never happens. And it does. To our friend who loves scary movies.
To our nearest and dearest. So that's the thing. If anything, check on your family.
Can I speak to someone who also fainted in my life recently? Stranger on a plane.
Okay. You have the craziest plane stories. You fell in love on a plane.
Yeah.
And then now this.
And now this new episode, Stranger on a Plane. So I've been catching many planes recently. Also, in my trip to the US, I will say, I got very into the world of legal marijuana. And so I've been sampling a lot of weed gummies. And obviously for like a long flight, I'm like, perfect time.
Do you have them in New Zealand?
I couldn't possibly say. I couldn't possibly say at this point with the legal situation in the country.
Yeah, true.
Although I think you're allowed to own as many as I own now.
Just a whole garage full?
Yeah. A truckload.
You're just running these Facebook ads?
So anyway, I'm stoned on the plane. Ugh. And perfect, because that kind of like eases you to sleep. You enjoy the...
What's the gummy stoned feeling like?
Well, it depends what kind you want. These ones, the woman who sold it to us, who was Australian, in a shop where they did have to take photos of my driver's license, and now the US police have that. But
Jesus Christ.
But she was like, these ones will make you feel more creative. They're not particularly...
I don't need those. I'm scared but it'll take me.
But you could also have ones that make you more social, but these ones are more to like enjoy things. So we took them for Disneyland and like watched the like light shows and, you know, perfect. And there's an amazing Disneyland ride called Soaring.
We're like, sorry, do you have one that makes me feel isolated, anxious, and like everyone hates me?
Yeah, one that makes me panic, makes me sweat, makes me consider every relationship I've ever had, and makes me think the police are around every corner.
Because that's what I'm used to.
I'm stoned on the plane, and there's a girl beside me who is like, basically, she looks like a K-pop star. She looks famous, is the vibe that I'm getting.
Sometimes people just have that energy, don't they?
She's hot as hell. She's got a soft toy that she's brought on the plane to cuddle. Yeah. She also has just like the
I ask what is the toy?
A big floppy bunny.
Okay.
She's got a really chic kind of blazer on, which she keeps hanging over the seat in front of her, and then it keeps falling
on the person whose seat it is.
Yes.
To cover her screen.
Covering her screen.
That's interesting.
I don't know if she wanted to sleep or not. Anyway, honestly, 5 minutes after the seatbelt light's off, she's gone, just at the toilet, I assume. I'm kind of snoozing.
You having a little look at the bunny?
I'm having a little play with the bunny. Just a little go. And then when she gets back, I'll ask where she bought it and get one for my next flight.
Where did you get that? I don't want to say. And then yeah, cut cool. to the next flight, you've got one and she's also sitting beside you like, did you copy me?
What's yours called? That is like full stalker, like Talented Mr. Ripley, but for just for...
It just reminds me of a situation voice. I was in where I was using my flatmate's shampoo and then I really liked it. And then I was like, I want to buy this for myself.
Mm.
But I was like, I can't buy this shampoo now because she's going to know that I've used hers in order to like buy it.
If you live with someone, you've got to assume they've tried every bathroom product you own.
Yeah,
from your shampoo to your douche.
Would you share that?
No, no way, never.
But despite like a dick going inside you.
Yeah, I guess so, but it still feels like a personal thing.
I mean, anal's a personal thing.
Yeah, but even like, so I would be okay with this situation, which is you know how with an electric toothbrush you can buy multiple heads and then you can just swap the head between the two of you, which is a more economical
the
decision.
The bulb for me feels like the gross bit.
Exactly. And so I've pitched it to Sam, my partner, and he's been like, no, we need our own.
Oh, that's nice.
And I feel like douches are maybe I feel the way about douches as he feels about... anyway, each their own. The girl's gone.
I'm so like, where are we going with that? Okay, so the girl's in the toilet.
The girl's
bunny's on the seat.
I fall asleep. I'm kind of falling asleep, waking up. The bunny's on the seat. I watch probably two episodes of the show Industry. Don't know if you've heard that. It's kind of like Succession meets Euphoria. Lena Dunham directed it. It's in the UK about people at a bank. Anyway, I'm loving the show.
I love Lena Dunham.
But also sleeping for a lot of it. You love Lena Dunham?
Yeah.
That's really bold to say. But also, Sam and I just started watching Girls again, and I have been like, it's pretty good.
It's really good.
Pretty good.
It's insane how little people of color there are on that show.
It's shocking, especially having just been in New York and been like,
what?
And to think that about Friends as well, I'm like, to cast all white people and make the only people visible white, you have to be actively not looking around you in New York.
But... and this is not to defend that choice because I still think there are better ways to like go about what she was maybe trying to do there, which was like the show, it was never about like a social, it wasn't about a celebration of like a culture. It was about like a critique and satirization of like 20s millennials living in New York. And
yes.
I think particularly these girls, they had an entirely white friend group.
Yeah.
And that's who she's like.
It makes sense for the characters.
Yeah, it makes sense for the characters.
But unfortunately, it also makes sense for the person who made the show.
Exactly. And that's, I think, where I think it does fall down on. But I was like, it does sort of weird. Like, but it's like, it's not worth the sacrifice or the cost of having like more diversity on screen.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's been about an hour and a half.
She's gone.
She hasn't come back.
Are you serious?
And I've only maybe just thought, I wonder where she went.
Oh my God.
And then the flight attendant.
So no one else is worried. And no one else has needed the toilet?
In our row?
Yeah.
No.
But like, okay.
I guess, so you're jumping ahead to
I'm jumping to conclusions.
Happened. And before we spoil it, I don't know what happened. But the flight attendant came up. She kind of kneels down and she's like, do you know where this passenger's gone? And then I've had a gummy. And I was like, I said, this is verbatim like what I said. You know what? I haven't seen her since the start of the flight. So chill. And then her face like went white.
She's jumped like out of the door.
Yeah. And so then she disappeared. And then I think it's a fainting scenario because eventually the K-pop star did return and they gave her like a coffee and a Coke and a bunch of sugary stuff. So I assume they were trying to pick her blood sugar. So, yep, she might have fainted in the toilet.
Oh.
Horrible, eh?
I would hate to faint in an airplane toilet because I'm going to be honest. And there's been so many jokes about it. We all know it's like a tired observation, but the flush still scares me.
Yeah.
The flush of the toilet still scares me.
Yeah, it's so loud. Also, there's no seatbelt in there. So whatever position you faint in.
You're sliding around.
You're sliding around. Yeah,
What I did think was, actually, though, the other day when I had, like, kind of shocking diarrhea in an airplane, was, why can't all toilets have this power flush, even though it scares me?
True.
Because, you know, like, it would just end this, like, fear of, oh, my God, my shit has not gone all the way down.
Yeah.
And I'm in, like, someone's house who has a... I'm in, you know, Leonard Dunham's house. What am I going to do about this? But versus if it was just like... like, gone. You never leave an airplane toilet thinking, I wonder if some of my poo is still stuck in there.
Yeah, because they suck it all. We need Dyson flushers.
Yeah, because they suck, man.
The toilets in the USA in as well way. Are pathetic.
Are they?
The water is...
The US is pathetic.
The water is so high in the bowl. And then when you flush it, it just kind of goes a little bit up. It's so high that what happens is whatever you do in that toilet, it kind of all spreads out. So you really see everything
God,
that you did.
What the fuck is wrong with them? Okay, so that happened on the plane.
Mm.
Got into gummies, saw Beyonce. We'll be seeing her in cinemas.
Saw Lea Michele.
In Funny Girl.
Day two.
Holy.
An incredible day. So we went to see Funny Girl. Loved that. Went to the matinee. And then in the evening, we went to see Rena Sawayama. And we saw her on a rooftop called Pier 17. And it's like, basically like 360 views of New York. Like Brooklyn's on one side, Manhattan's on the other. The Brooklyn Bridge is all there. You can watch the people crossing. It was so incredible.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
And then how was Lea Michele?
I mean, she's an unbelievable talent. And we got a bit... If we could just, for once, put personality aside, she rules.
It's sort of like interesting with this critique of like Lena Dunham or Lea Michele. It's like, we're like, oh, yeah, I mean, they didn't like SA anymore. You know, like...
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Well, Lena Dunham,
there's a weird thing. But that.
But then that's what you. I mean, you don't do that with your siblings. But what happened there? I truly never understand it.
I don't really want to get into the specifics. But no. The way people bring it up.
It's like a TikTok comment. As soon as she pops up, you'll be like. What I will not understand about the TikTok comments is like how one person will say something and then like 10 people will say the exact same thing. Like, people like copy the comments and stuff. Wow. Just like if someone said it, then just like. Acknowledge it, but I think everyone's sort of pining for like I also came up with that joke, so give me some likes as well.
Do you think they're intentionally copying the joke into, or do you think they just thought
I think
of the
they're
same
intentionally
joke?
Copying it. I wouldn't put it past these scumbag TikTokers
because
they steal content all the time.
Yeah, true.
It's like trending. I'm like, no, it's plagiarism.
Yeah,
stop copying.
God, shut it all down.
And now of all things, it's like a crazy plot twist and. Maybe some of the... No, you were back by then. You are on Celebrity Treasure Island.
God, thank you for bringing it up, Chris.
I am. Of course. I mean, and iconically so. I mean, I just watched you pull your togs down to reveal a gorgeous Speedo.
Mm.
And like a Speedo which I would say, you know, you and I have both like... sort of grown to our confidence to wear,
finally
those.
Wear those.
And I would say it's a recent confidence.
Yeah, it's the last few years. And I just it's purely been in our 30s. we missed the prime
the
time.
Window. Yeah.
Yeah.
And now to be like, within seconds of gaining the confidence, to be like, and I reckon that's ready for TV now.
Yeah, I reckon that's ready
and
for
was,
prime
like,
time.
Some gratuitous like close-up camera shots
that
as
was
well.
Unbelievable. I felt like Sharon Stone in Basic Instinct.
You felt like one of the bloody... pit crew.
I did. And actually, this is my audition. I'm waiting.
How did you feel about having a gratuitous crotch shot? I love the pit crew.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I laughed at the time.
I reckon you might find yourself screenshotted on some sort of like...
creepy website.
I reckon.
There's still no, even though I... And spoilers if you haven't seen the show, but I defeated Jordan Vandermeid to become captain in a game of footbuild. And we made a lot of jokes on the day about WikiFeed, about where the footage of my feet would end up. And I will say, I haven't checked, but someone did check for me and messaged me and said, still no WikiFeet's account. But
I'm not
keep
there
trying.
Either.
Yeah.
I've tried and tried and tried.
Yeah. You've got, and
they've had these flippers out. They're long.
Yeah.
They're long and thin, which
my
some
feet
don't
blink
like.
And you'll miss them.
I think I can tell an attractive foot.
Yeah.
That's not to say I think I've got a thing for feet, but like I get it when I'm like, that's a handsome foot.
Yeah.
Not so much with hands.
Oh, I can tell an attractive hand. You for can. Sure. Yeah.
It depends what you want in a hand, eh?
You kind of want it to look like it could really take care of you, I think.
Interesting.
You want a hand that it looks like a pat on the back would feel so comforting.
I think I'm looking for, in terms of feet, like a tanned, sort of tanned foot. So it's been out, it hasn't been sort of preserved in a dock or something.
Yeah.
And it wants to not be like hairy, but yeah, like a bit of hair on
it. A little bit, a dusting.
And it looks like it could walk on asphalt and not be like, ow. Like not too soft, sensitive. But not like calloused.
Yeah.
Is that being picky? I mean, are these unrealistic body expectations on feet?
I mean, you're not saying that people need to meet these standards. You're just talking about your ideal foot.
I guess I'm also basing that off every time someone's gone, oh, he's got gorgeous feet, which is not often.
How often? I don't know if I've ever heard anyone say that. What circles are you moving in?
Oh, I just... You've heard that once.
Yeah.
Or twice. Mm. You know, I've heard it probably a handful of times. Someone said, oh, he's got gorgeous feet. And I've been like, I've like had a good old look to be like, what are considered gorgeous feet?
And then so you go to your personal trainer, you go, look, I really want what he
can
gets.
You like change what your feet look like?
Surely you can work on your arch, maybe. You can change your arch.
You can't change your arch.
Really?
I mean, I have had orthotics for a very long time. I guess that's me trying to build my arch.
I have flat feet, and I don't know. I don't think they're completely flat now.
Because of what?
Because of orthotics.
Your arch raises.
Yeah.
Do you still wear your orthotics?
Nah, I haven't in years, and I probably should.
How are you going with your retainer?
I think I wear it 5 to 6 nights a week.
That's really... I mean,
how's yours going?
I just broke mine after being in Sydney where I did that classic thing we were talking about, which is sometimes not sleeping with it on as a treat.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm in Australia, no retainer for me, which is just crazy.
I didn't bring it to Australia.
And I broke mine.
Oh.
So now I have to get a new one. And a bloody hell, that's Lumen, chaos. I was doing my bloody head in.
Well, here's the thing I'll say. And I don't know if this is just the way Lumino do it or everywhere, but I'm like, why not when you take the mold? Why not give me 5?
5. I thought the same
it's
thing.
Crazy. Why have I got
like,
1?
I talked to the lady on the phone. I was like, I just will need another one. Well, I'll need to put you in with Brett, your dentist. And I was like, no, you don't. You've scanned my teeth.
Yeah.
Print me off another one. Like, that's all I could think. I was like, well, I just need the retainer. Like,
yeah.
Well, we'll need it. And now I was just like, I'll email you back. I haven't heard back. I called her 10 a.m. this morning. It's God. Teeth. This is teeth gate.
They are booked up the wazoo there as well. If you're going to miss your appointment and you call and you'll be like, sorry, I can't make it in 2 days. Can we reschedule? They're like, yeah, cool. We'll put you in March. They're like us with podcasts. Not flopping your teeth.
What have I been up to?
Yeah, do you want to speak to what you've been up to, please?
For once.
Once in your life.
I honestly can't remember. I went on tour. I mean, that was in the middle. I went on a honeymoon.
Huge
it's
tour
actually
and
so
honeymoon.
Much has happened. You can see why we haven't been podcasting. Tour of the country.
A sitcom came out that you were the showrunner on.
Yeah. Did that. Then did... then went on tour. Then moved out of my flat. I'm not flatting anymore. I bought a house. We're in the apartment right now.
It's so beautiful. It's got a gorgeous view.
Oh, you've got the view. Yeah.
That's nice. I'm staring out at the Sky Tower right now thinking, love this city.
Yeah. It's honestly what pushed me over the edge.
Yeah.
In terms of buying this place.
It rocks.
I could see the Sky Tower from my lounge.
And look at all this furniture that you've had in a flat. And it obviously looked great in a flat, but like seeing it here, I'm like...
It looked makes sense, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone's gone like, oh, the couch is nice. I was like, it was always nice. It just wasn't in the right place.
Yeah.
And then we got a gorgeous big old grease stain over our... red armchair, and I was like, oh my God. And then we paid for like an industrial cleaner person to come in with their industrial cleaner, and it came out. It was like truck grease.
How did you get off from moving?
Yeah.
Ooh.
And I was like, oh God, that is just, when you do something right, you feel so good. Like when I get just like personal admin done, it feels better sometimes than like crushing a gig.
Yeah.
Like if I like change a light bulb in my house, I'll be like, oh, well done. My God, I'm taking the day off.
Yeah.
That is so much work I just did.
And that felt like work you did getting someone else to get the grease stain out of the chair.
And I didn't even organize that. Yeah, Michael did.
Yeah. I feel good when we get twice a year we get someone to do our hedges and then and they look amazing and then I'm like, oh, life's pretty good.
Life is pretty, good. Pretty good. Oh my God. Look at us, a couple of homeowners. And to be honest, so we should be.
Yeah.
Like, and so anyone should be.
Yeah,
like,
we should all have the opportunity to do it. And ideally, probably earlier than your mid-30s.
Well, this is the thing. I keep, like, I've talked to a couple of friends who have bought. And, like, I've been, like, haven't really wanted to, like, share it on social media because I feel like, I don't know, it's just, like, awkward. Like, some people are really struggling and you don't want to be like, I've managed to buy a house in this cost of living crisis.
Yeah. Even though we're in the squeezed middle. Can you believe it?
We managed to squeeze our way out. But I'm like, oh, like, it is something that we are fighting for, striving for, like, and working for. And it's a curious one, isn't it? Like, when I talk to friends who are like, have bought a place and they're like, like there's this sort of like, we bought a house. It's like, you know, there's this sort of sheepishness to it. Like, they feel guilty. I guess because millennials have built a brand.
A brand on never being able to own a house.
And I truly had like accepted it.
Yeah.
But it just took like, you know, a couple of exceptional circumstances in my life and my sort of life turning around quite quickly and being able to like tour on a big scale and stuff has allowed to us to accelerate it and just like saving like a fucking maniac.
Yeah, yeah.
And now,
look at this, now we get to enjoy
the pleasures of this and put all my money into paying off a mortgage with eye-watering interest rates. It's just gorgeous.
The interest rates are crazy. And isn't it crazy? So we've just had a big jump. quite a big jump that is going to make, well, I don't even know. I'm not going to complain about it because really we're just the middle with a little bit of a squeeze. That's what we're at. I hate that term. I'm sorry for using it so much.
I hate all the terms.
All the terms. Everything is making me
coalition of chaos. Yeah. Cannot stand it.
Shut up.
Every time it gets brought up.
Yeah.
Squeeze middle. Cannot stand it. I'm sort of bordering on cost of living crisis, even though it's important. Every time it comes, it just gets brought up. Yeah, so I'm like, give it another name or.
Well, also because people use it to talk about things that are not. When people talk about the cost of living crisis and then talk about the squeeze middle, I'm like, what? We can't afford to, you know, maybe we go to the movies less. I don't know. Like, it's not a crisis for us.
Yeah.
Don't call it a crisis and talk about people who aren't actually in crisis. Talk about the people who are already doing bad and now are really in crisis because of it. Anyway.
I agree. Everyone's like, oh my God, my kale chips were like, they're $15. Oh, something's got to be done about this cost of living crisis.
You poor thing. But I will say, when the interest increases on your house, it is crazy because it is just paying more money, and then that money is actually not, it just is for the bank. The bank just gets to, you're not paying off your house, you're paying the bank more.
That's so crazy. It's so funny, all these little rules we've made up in terms of this world, eh?
Yeah.
What else has been going on? I mean, Troye Sivan, I feel like, is back. It's funny, like, I wonder when we started this podcast, 20, you know, we were like 15 or whatever. And Troye Sivan, like what era Troye Sivan was in?
I think he was...
Blue Neighborhood?
Blue Neighborhood. I think he was like, that YouTuber's got an album. truly think we were in that era.
And then we sort of...
And then Bloom happened and he was like, oh, he's talking about sex a little bit.
Yeah. And then...
And now it's like...
And then there was like kind of another EP, which was sort of like...
Yeah.
It was like, I fuck. And now it's like... I gangbang.
Yeah, it's like, I really fuck.
Yeah. It's gone from, I'm gay and have sex.
Yeah.
I'm gay and I fuck.
We went to, so it's called Circuit with an S in Melbourne. And we were over there.
I was in like, Sir.
Yeah, like Circuit, but like also like Circuit. And we were there the weekend after the song came out. And we went to that club and it was full and they played that song. It almost felt like every three songs they just played it again. And then I was reading about it, and not only is that a gay club in Melbourne, but it's around the corner from his house apparently. And the song and like the notes, he's been like, it's inspired by Nights at Circuit.
Wow.
Crazy, eh?
You were there for that.
And I was there for that. And also I'm like, where's his house? Because I actually love his house so much and I want to see it.
I think I could definitely draw it.
Yeah.
Like I've seen it so much.
The little outdoor area with that feature that they've
kept. Divine. Yeah. It's divine.
Some gorgeous pieces.
What a funny, like of all those YouTubers, like he just sort of he got out of it early and then was like, I think I'm gonna make music.
Yeah.
And now has like an expensive brand. Like the star has like, you know, Troye sort of only gets doled out for something with a big price tag on it.
Flash. Even though it's not like he is like, I don't know, is he in the top 20? I guess so. They play him on the radio. They play him on the radio. I listen to the radio a little bit at the moment, and he's on there. Rush is on there. But I wouldn't think of him as like for the mainstream work, for the non...
No. I don't think if you ask like... I don't know. Maybe my sister? What, Chris Troy's Hipkins. Latest... Chris Hipkins?
Yeah.
Okay, who of the MPs would know who Troy Sivan is?
Chris Chloe. Hipkins?
Chloe would know who Troy Sivan is.
Grant.
Do you think Grant would know?
I reckon Grant would know.
Grant Robertson, Labour MP.
He follows me on Instagram. Should I message him?
Yes. Just see if he answers in the podcast.
Okay.
So, hey, Grant. appreciate you might be a bit busy at the moment.
Should I do a voice message?
Oh, my God.
This is the worst thing we've ever done on the podcast.
I'm kind of on the edge of my seat.
Oh, I almost am doing a group chat with Grant and Jess Thornton.
Okay, oh, God, that would be crazy.
Hi, Grant. It's Eli Mathewson here. I'm making a podcast with Chris Parker at the moment. We just have a question for you. Do you know who Troy Sivan is? That's it. I understand you're really busy. But if you get this, love to hear from you. Bye, baby.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you did that. Oh my God. Our access to like quite important people is shocking. Oh my God, you sent a voice memo. Oh my God. And actually, screenshot that, because that looks absolutely
psychotic.
Unhinged. Because all I can see now is Grant Robertson, who you haven't messaged on Instagram.
Ever before.
Going, oh, notification on Instagram. What have we got here? At 1 minute to six, a 15-second voice memo from Eli Mathewson.
I'm going to leave this open, and if he responds before the podcast ends, I'll deal with it. But if he hasn't seen it by the time we finish recording, I will be.
Do you think he voice memos back? Fuck! If he does that, I will lose my shit.
He'll be the queen of the week.
Well, should we voice memo?
Who are you? Did you want a voice memo? Chippy. Chloe. Chloe would get back right away.
Shall I ask her?
Yeah.
I don't know where my phone is. I've been... it's gone.
You've been off the grid.
I'm off the grid.
Do you want to deliver the voice message from my account?
No, I can... Oh, it's over there. 2 seconds.
I can... While you're away from the microphone, I can...
What's his profile picture?
It's a little cartoon. I guess this is like from when AI people were
he's
doing
AI. He's got a little AI Pixar thing. That's kind of cute.
That is very sweet. I think he's a lovely man. And I think he's done a great job. And it actually really grinds my gears when Christopher Luxon says he's the worst finance minister we've ever had, because we're constantly in surplus. And he keeps debt under control, actually, I believe.
He's a good little... gay with numbers, eh? Like, it's so good.
He is a good little guy.
Okay, here we go. Chloe's busy too. The entitlement we hold is just crazy.
Do expect these people to respond.
Okay, here we go. Hi, Chloe. It's Chris Parker here. I'm doing a podcast with Eli Mathewson where we're wondering if politicians know who Troy Sivan is. And we just want to know, do you know who Troy Sivan is? Oh, my God.
Who do you think will get back first?
Chloe within a heartbeat. I think she's toxically online.
Yeah, I think so too. She loves her phone.
And she's like this. What the fuck? She's at mid-debate. Oh,
yeah, yeah. Sorry, guys.
Sorry. Hold on. Yes, I do, you know?
Yeah. Oh, you've really helpfully provided a little bit more context for that than I gave Grant. I feel like with Grant.
I've honestly learned from your, I'm going to say, like, mortifying mistake.
Yeah.
But I still left unseen. But I think politicians...
Look at this gorgeous series of messages, though. You guys have been interacting.
Oh, yeah. More than me and Grant. We chat a lot. This goes back to 2021.
Hell yeah.
Okay. Luxon? Nah.
Can I say, though? Do you want me to reveal something?
Yeah.
So...
He's gay.
No. What I have to say is... Has... Obviously had no influence on my political opinions. And I think National's cooked. And they're not going to be able to deliver on anything they're promising. And also the things that they're promising are not really helpful to the entire country, just to people
but they're not even the numbers people.
I know, they fuck up numbers all the time. However,
it's like, if you're not the finance people, then who are you?
Yeah.
What? Tell me one thing you do successfully. Quickly.
And I don't have much time. Yeah. I can barely listen to the Male Gaze podcast and it only comes out twice a year. So I've met Luxon twice. Once I did 7 days with him, and it was just after I'd been kicked out of Dancing with the Stars. And he came up, and me and Reese Matthewson were both on, and he came up and like talked to us about the show, having clearly watched it all, was so kind, was like, Eli, you were rot. Like, it was so sweet. And then also, and then I met him with Karen O'Leary. We were doing a shoot with him the other day, and he also had seen like all of our work and was like talking about it specifically to us. Has been watching every episode of Celebrity Treasure Island.
So you
which,
think
to
he's
be
okay
honest,
because he watches TV?
Well,
he should be working.
No, exactly. I think you're right, but it was very charming. No, he hasn't responded yet.
Should I check about Chloe?
Yeah.
Nothing. I mean, it is 6 o'clock.
It's primed. The news is on. They actually have. They probably have to watch that.
And then just like looking at that voice memo being like, does this influence the election at any point? Like, what is the sort of sway of the Male Gaze podcast considering they haven't been back for 6 months?
True.
Nicola Willis, does she know who Troye Sivan is?
Who do you have? Does she follow you? I think Nikki K might follow me, but she's not a current national feat.
Nicola Willis. It's so funny. I'm like, you're never really aware of national. I wonder if she follows me. That's interesting.
Yeah.
She doesn't.
Ugh.
Ugh. Toxic. Okay.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I've got a fact of the gay.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Sorry, but were you going to talk about something else?
I was going to ask if David Seymour knows who Troye Sivan is.
Absolutely not. I don't think David Seymour would be able to name any current musicians.
He definitely has like a Huawei phone.
Yeah.
And then like a Dell laptop.
I honestly don't think he listens to music. And if he does, it's like Frank Sinatra.
Mm. Or just like your generic jazz.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. What's the effect of the gay? Unbelievable. Okay, here's the effect of the gay.
I'm so excited about this. And so behind the scenes tease that we have also tried to line up a podcast record, I reckon, 4 times in the last few weeks.
Yeah.
And because of equipment, it has happened.
And even today was touch and go.
But I'm so excited about this fact of the gay, and yet also a little part of me is worried that you have already delivered this fact of the gay at some point in the podcast.
Chances are not.
Fact of the gay.
Okay, it's about bananas in pajamas.
That the rat is gay?
No. The actors who play B1 and B2 in the costumes, they play identical twins, by the way. So, they are men who are married in real life.
Wow.
There's a quote here from The Greatest Dancer. Is that like The Masked Dancer? Anyway, there was a contestant on a show called The Greatest Dancer, revealed at some point that he played B1, Bananas in Pyjamas. And then he mentioned that the person who played B2 and him have been in a loving relationship for a long time now. I was B1, my partner was B2, and 26 years later, we're still together.
Oh my God. And 26, we come down on the stairs. Oh my God.
Isn't that amazing?
What the fuck? I want to know what they look like.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Actors.
That's a great idea for this podcast.
For a podcast. For me. Well, we can describe them. Actors, bananas.
What the heck is The Greatest Dancer? Oh, there's a Reddit. There's a whole Reddit group called Gay IRL.
Bananas and pajamas. Oh.
How do they look?
Oh, there we go. I don't know if that's them.
Oh, he didn't get enough votes to go through with his dance to Jamiroquai's Canned Heat, unfortunately. So this was all discovered when he was eliminated.
Stefan and Ollie were the Swedish actors who played B1 and B2 in the 90s children's show Bananas in Pyjamas. Then after the show went under, Then after the show went under, the two were destined to stay in the entertainment industry and spent 15 years.
They're quite like beers.
They are. I've got different guys.
Oh. Mine says that's them in 2023.
Maybe there's like an American and then an Australian version of it.
And they're both gay couples.
I saw a notification on your Instagram as you were showing me that, and my heart skipped a beat, but it wasn't Grant Robertson.
No, I've been tagged in a photo.
Oh, of what? It's so crazy when you get tagged in a photo and you're like, I don't... Like, sometimes I'm like, I'll get tagged in the weirdest stuff.
Do you... Oh, like, if you go into your tagged photos, is there just random shit?
That's just random. Yeah. Random and random and random.
I don't get tagged in many things that aren't by friends of mine.
Just like, you know, like weird, you'd be, it's like gig things or like,
oh yeah, yeah.
Didn't see that, you know, like a weird post from.
Oh wow, that's ugly, isn't it?
But then there's nice things about people who've like read my book that I didn't see or whatever. I'm like, oh, that's cute. Is there a, who's the queen of the week?
Well, it's whoever bloody replies to our DMs in time. who is the queen of the week?
I'm just trying to think.
Oh, who's the main actor in Past Lives? And then I saw she's also in The Morning Show. And I was
I haven't watched The Morning Show. Is it good?
I heard
it's terrible.
It's terrible, but so it's I watch it while I cook.
Right.
So it almost fills the same spot that reality TV fills for me.
I was trying to think maybe Hannah Maipi Clark, the Te Pāti Māori MP.
Who's bloody, she's gaining on Nanaia Mahuta.
Really?
Yes, so they're going for the Waikato seat. And I think Manaya's on like 40% in the poll and she's on like 36%.
Wow, she's amazing.
She's a hero. Oh my gosh, her and Lee her taking down Lee Donohue, which is like, you will not interrupt my kōrero. I was like, get him.
He sucks.
Sucks.
Here's the thing.
So hard.
I've been thinking a little bit about this, and maybe this is too brutal, and I'm willing to be called out for this, but I do think sometimes, by called out, I mean called in quietly in a DM.
We'll be privately contacted.
Contacted, and I'll retract my words, but not publicly. I think, like, when it comes to, like, sort of this toxic discourse in public media, we got to go for the jugular in order to like kill it, you know.
Actually, I'm hoping that you're going to say what I thought.
I think we should be like, you are a failed actor. You didn't even like, you did Shortland Street, and then that's it. You are a bad actor. You failed in LA, and now you think you can come back and run the country. You can't even uplift your acting degree, like your acting career. Mm-hmm. How can you run the like? And I know that seems so fucking mean. It sounds like bullying. Maybe it's bullying. But I'm like, at this point, but the harm he's causing, I'm like,
he's doing grand scale bullying. He's literally using lies to get people fired up about a threat that does not exist.
What were you thinking I was going to say?
That he looks puffy and sunburned, which is what I thought.
The eyebrows, hey. Yeah. The eyebrows. Fill them in. You're an actor. Wild. You should know to fill in your eyebrows.
Yeah.
I know. This is the thing. I'm just like, oh, you're fucking like, and I know it's maybe it's not classy. It's not like you don't have a clever little quip, you know, to you're just like playing dirty and low tactics. But I'm just like, dude, like, why do you think you have? I know so many actors who are like,
yeah,
I know so many actors, and on the whole, none of them should be in government. Not one, not one actor, let alone an actor who was on Shortland Street, moved to LA.
Got nothing.
Got nothing and then came back.
Got nothing except brainwashed and then came back.
And here's the thing I kept thinking about. It's like, NZ First kept talking about, have we run out of something? Oh, no. We're still going.
Yeah, we're still going.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Sorry.
I was on my big Lee Donohue rant. Who is a name I never thought I was going to utter again.
I didn't think I needed to remember that.
And then I'm just like, the big thing that NZ First talk about is like the brain drain where like people are going offshore to like, and I guess it's to keep people in New Zealand working to fix the economy. Yeah. I was like, well, he fucked off to LA for like
ages.
10 years. Why is he talking about this?
Yeah, and if it was because the country is too woke, that doesn't make sense because he left before we even got... He left John Key era.
Anyway, I think it's...
Also, wasn't his whole storyline that it kind of seemed like he was fucking his sister?
It kind of was in the chaos of Shortland Street. But I'm just like, I know he hasn't had much airtime, which is good. And so, like, to kind of look into him even further is damaging because he's sort of like raising more attention to it.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, he's not good enough.
No.
I want to see NCEA exam results. I want to see university. Like, I want smart, helpful people. I mean, I guess not NCEA, because it, like, but like, where's the community work?
Yeah, I think there are people who probably did bad in NCEA who would actually be an incredible MP.
But like, where's the community work? Where is the evidence that of like a work history that says that you should be in government?
New Zealand First is so cursed. I really hope they don't get in.
Well,
he's like number 13, so he's not getting in government. Thank God.
He's just using this as a wonderful opportunity to sort of spout some horrible, like, genuine hate speech.
People were talking about him because he was 38 and it was like the young voters debate. And people were like, oh, he's so old. And then I was like, oh, yeah. And Brooke Van Velden must be quite old as well. And then I looked up and she's actually 30. She's actually younger than.
Oh, wow.
She's actually really young.
Well, that being said, maybe Lee is looking young.
Yeah.
Okay. Drop the skincare regime.
Yeah.
How do you get that sunburned?
Should I DM him? Hey, Lee Donahue.
Do you know who Troye Sivan is? And also, drop that skincare regime.
Have you budded already?
No, not yet. Don't think I will.
Oh.
Kidding. Obviously going to vote probably tomorrow or...
Yeah.
I like the idea of doing advance voting, though. I do. There's something about me that sort of loves it on the day.
Yeah, I kind of like... Whatever. I just like posting my photo with my sticker whenever it happens.
You don't get a sticker anymore.
What? Oh, there was no stickers last time, eh?
And there was no stickers last time. The stickers are out.
And you get a pen. You can keep the pen.
Can you keep the pen?
I think you can keep the pen.
There was definitely the last one was like still like COVID voting, eh? It was like,
yeah,
you gotta wipe down your pen and all that sort of shit.
You know what confuses me is the whole, so you get the easy vote card, which gets you very fast, but also you don't need it. You don't need ID. You don't need to register and stuff, which is awesome. Like, the accessibility to voting is awesome in this country. That said, I'm also like, how do they do it? How do they work out who everyone is?
Yeah, I don't know.
I guess... Yeah, I don't understand that part of it.
I did see a voting station in St. Luke's the other day. And I was like...
Oh, the mall.
Yeah, I was like, that would actually be a slay place to vote. Like, go to Countdown, get your chook from the rotisserie thing. Go to the nail place, get your nails done, get a back massage. Go to Kmart, get some ice cube trays.
Vote.
Like, I was like, God, it's all going on at St. Luke's.
I like it. I like going to an old weird hall, though.
You're same. Because you're like, ooh.
Yeah.
I've already got the church that I'm going into.
Oh, gorgeous.
It's just down the road from here. And I was like, I'm going in there.
Maybe I should do St. Luke's. Because I'm like, well, it's a nice change. And it's a nice little stroll.
There's something weird about, I think going into a hall that you've never been into before is like part of the voting experience. Versus I think doing it in St. Luke's, it's kind of like... You're like, oh, that kind of happened really fast. And I didn't like mentally acknowledge voting, which is always fun to do.
I think I'd be like, was that fake? Was that? Did Noel Lemmings do that to trick me? Have I just bought a laptop or something?
You've signed up for some sort of like weird hand cream company.
Yeah. What's the thing where people can go, like, last time I voted, I remember there was an old woman with a big National Party ribbon on, and they're called something. There's like people who go there for a specific party, and they're allowed to be in the.
They're
called like
know.
Schmigadoons or something like that.
Oh, I think there's a big thing about they have to like shut down their social media, right, or something on the day.
Yeah.
Like they can't do any posting or like convincing to vote on the day. I'm like, go off. It's not going to change anything, is it?
Nah.
It's weird. I guess that means people could like, you could set up like a defense wall and stop people from voting, which I wouldn't put past some of these parties, to be honest.
God, the main thing I keep thinking is the last election was really fun. And this one has been a painful, exhausting, bleak process.
Flat. I think, I don't know what I would do to sort of amp it up a little bit more, but like maybe, I don't know, like, I'll kind of, I'm like, let's...
Literally, like, leaders with charisma is probably what I'd do.
Yeah, but I might put them in Eden Park. You know, get sell tickets and, like, make it a big event.
Yeah, that would be gorgeous, actually.
I'm going to go
40,000 people watching the debate.
It's like
with those things you get at the netball.
Exactly.
And the mascots come out.
That you say something and you don't get a do-do-do-do-do-do, you know?
It actually is a little fucked that the minor parties aren't in these debates. Like, yeah, literally, especially this year when they're...
Oh my God, I thought Grant Robertson was calling you, but no, it's your...
it's my boyfriend. We can wrap this up soon and I'll call him back. Like, literally, the Green Party, hopefully... Not that I want to let you know who I'm voting for, but...
Oh, why? Because it's a secret.
But they're looking like getting the record amount of MPs.
I know.
And like... Well, just like the minor parties are getting such a huge share of the vote, they're building in a way where I'm like, well, hopefully things will, in a few elections time, we might see like a proper turnaround.
Well, it's kind of interesting when you think about like when Labour was first created as a party, it was like because there was a real, I guess, hunger for like unions.
Workers' rights.
Workers' rights.
Yeah.
Whereas like, and then you're like, well, actually as things have gone along and like workforces have changed...
Yeah.
The big thing that is pressing for a lot of young people is the climate and the environment and like a lot of the stuff that Green Party stand for, which is why I imagine we're starting to see that like big build in those numbers. That it's like, you know, I'm like, well, maybe we do live in a world in a future where it is like a Green Party with the support of Labour.
It'll be so.
I think it could happen in our lifetime.
I reckon it could as well. I've been surprised this year, given everything that happened at the start of the year, that like this is like climate change is not being talked about more in the election. Given like it's literally,
but everyone's like, oh, La Nina, whatever it's called, like it's going to have a beautiful summer.
Yeah, curse, man.
I know it's it's tough stuff. Yeah. Okay, well, we've got to leave on an element of hope and buoyancy, and I'm going to say we're back, and I'm going to say. We might even do this again.
I reckon we'll do it again soon.
The sort of key is in the ignition.
Yeah, and we want to make content for you, and we love you. Go see Bottoms in cinemas. I saw that film.
Oh, and do you know what I watched?
It was great. What did you watch?
On a plane.
Yeah,
I watched the Jennifer Lawrence film.
Oh, it's fun, isn't it?
What's it called?
No Hard Feelings.
No Hard Feelings. Oh, I laughed.
Yeah.
Well, she's in her like goofy Steve Martin like physical comedy era of her career.
It was kind of like her return.
And she was like walking upstairs wearing rollerblades and just like crazy.
And that big nude fight scene.
Yeah.
So funny.
So funny. When she got burnt.
Yeah.
It was so funny.
She's the Queen of the Week.
Yeah. And she take it away from Hannah, the Tupati Māori MP, and give it to Jennifer Lawrence for her return in her career.
Okay, we love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I'm sorry, Mom. It's not a phase. It's the male gaze. They're both male. And they're both gay. The male gaze.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.